real thin line. No communication. Kill it every time. So open up your heart. Maybe we can work it out. Got the kind of
your business here. Where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump on Capitol Hill this morning will try to get Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package that some in his own party say spends too much money. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
This is a big week for his agenda, for all of us. We've been working on reconciliation for more than a year, as you all know. And it all comes down to these final details.
In the bill, there are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Going higher, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage, now over 7%, says ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
That surge follows last week's downgrade of the U.S. credit outlook by Moody's, causing investors to look for safer investments.
On top of tornado cleanup in many states overnight and last weekend, more than 30 million Americans are under new weather alerts. A fourth of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been captured. Investigators believe that they had help. This is ABC News. A medical helicopter was forced to make an emergency landing last night in a residential area of White Marsh Township, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. Brad Ingram says he saw it.
The propeller on the side fell off, and so that was in one yard on the way up. And when it was kind of going this direction, it must have turned off its engine, and it kind of turned around and landed in a person's front yard.
Officials say all three people aboard the chopper are okay. Bad storm this week proved to be a test for one Texas town.
Voters in the tiny town of Gordon passed bonds in 2021 to renovate the town's only school and to add a tornado shelter to the campus. On Sunday, a severe weather moved in.
We went to the school. There's a storm shelter there, and a lot of the community people came there.
Gordon High School Athletic Director Mike Reed.
And that's exactly kind of when it hit and lifted the roof off the school.
The school and 30 homes in Gordon were damaged, but only four people suffered injuries, none of them serious. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, the sale starts Wednesday. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation. even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said, but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE and Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Authorities are investigating the deaths of two students at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Monday. An email sent to students by the school's chancellor said two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Hallie Helms of Baraboo, had died in what campus police say was a targeted incident. Little other information was provided. A proposal at the state capitol looks to expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. And more tornadoes from last Thursday's severe storms around the state have been confirmed. The strongest that National Weather Service surveying crews have confirmed are five in Dodge County, including two EF2s in Mayville and Juneau, and three EF1s in Lomira. The total number of confirmed tornadoes from last week's storms is now at 12.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets. You can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Residents in the city of Mondovi are being reminded to keep their yards mowed. The city of Mondovi has an ordinance requiring property owners to mow their lawns. The city is now hanging 24-hour notices for residents that are in violation of the ordinance. Property owners that do not mow their yards, the city will come in and mow the yard, and then the property owner will be responsible for the cost of mowing. The The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Monday announced that the Tank Creek Bridge on the Great River State Trail is currently closed until further notice due to a damage from a fire on Thursday. There were no injuries reported, but the bridge is a total loss. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. Due to the location of the bridge, there's no current reroute in place, and a timeline and budget for replacement is yet to be established. The bridge was originally built in 1957 as a railroad bridge for the Chicago Northwestern Railroad line and is over 200 feet long and located approximately 3 miles east of Trempealeau. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is looking into the challenges that are coming as a result of federal funding cuts for victim services. The Attorney General was in Eau Claire yesterday to hear from victim advocates and others who have been impacted by crime. Call says that the Trump administration has slashed funding related to Wisconsin's Victims of Crime Act from $44 million per year down to $13 million. A number of state programs have been reduced and staff members have been laid off because of the cutbacks, that according to the Attorney General. Details are limited on an incident that led to a shelter-in-place order at UW-Platteville yesterday afternoon. Campus safety officials sent out the alert shortly before 4:30 p.m. The order was lifted a short time later, and the Grant County coroner was called to a student residence hall. Since then, university leaders have canceled final exams for the week and have offered counseling services for students. Campus Police Chief Joe Hallman said one person was transported from a resident hall to a nearby hospital. No one is in custody, but no other information has been made available so far. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durant.
A Rochester man is in custody after accused of leading police on a pursuit through Olmsted County. That incident happened Saturday afternoon when officers attempted to stop the suspect for allegedly speeding. The man then sped off and attempted to flee from deputies on his motorcycle. He was reportedly going 90 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. The man was later arrested on suspicion of fleeing from police, reckless driving, and speeding. Wisconsin's higher education funding is taking another drop. According to the latest analysis from a National Organization of State Higher Education Executives, the universities of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding in 2024, a drop of one spot from 2023. That's behind Illinois and Michigan, which ranked first and second, as well as below neighboring Iowa and Minnesota. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said more public investment's urgent. Just 18% of the UW system's current two-year budget of $13.7 billion comes from state taxpayers. Governor Evers' budget proposal includes the largest increase ever for the UW system, $856 million. That's a number unlikely to survive budget deliberations in the Republican-controlled legislature. It's fake. That's the message from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson that he delivered to delegates at this weekend's state Republican Party convention in Rothschild regarding the House deficit reduction bill. Johnson says the big, beautiful bill isn't what it's advertised to be. It would actually be increasing the federal budget deficit by a total of $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Johnson told delegates he's digging his heels in, even as other Senate Republicans opposed the House bill due to its cuts to Medicaid, arguing that would harm working Americans.
Minnesota legislators are defunding the proposed Northern Lights Express project. Both the House and Senate approved a measure to redirect $77 million of approved state funding for the passenger rail service designed to connect the Twin Cities and Duluth. The plan now heads to Governor Tim Walz for his signature. The funds would then go toward covering unemployment insurance costs for seasonal school workers. House Republican Transportation Chair Representative John Konsnick says the move means the Northern Lights Express train is effectively dead. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
William Contreras had four hits and two RBI to lead the Brewers to a 5-4 win over the Orioles in their series opener at AmFam Field on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Manager Pat Murphy on Contreras.
Yeah, just clutch and stayed engaged. I mean, that's our guy right there. That's the guy that, even though we catch him a ton, he's really special. That was a special performance tonight.
Bryce Durang also had two hits and drove in a pair as the Brewers sent the Orioles to their seventh straight defeat. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs fell to Miami 8-7. Cardinals over Detroit 11-4. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 7-1. Former Brewer Colton Wong officially retired yesterday. He played 11 big league seasons, including two with the Brewers. Packers signed their top pick, wide receiver Matthew Golden, to a four-year deal worth more than $17.5 million. The deal fully guaranteed includes $9.4 million signing bonus. After being drafted by Green Bay, he talked about what the Packers are getting.
You know, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
The tush push is back on the table in Minneapolis today as NFL owners gather for their spring meetings. The Packers submitted a revised proposal to not only outlaw the play itself, but to ban pushing or pulling the ball carrier anywhere on the field. League owners are expected to vote on other proposed rules, including a change to the playoff seating format, the onside kick, and one that would allow NFL players to take part in the Olympic flag football in 2028. NBA's Western Conference Finals tip off tonight. Oklahoma City hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 1. Minnesota's back for a second straight year in the final. On the ice, the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals get underway with Carolina playing host to defending champion Florida Panthers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-298-7182. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-298-7182. 800-298-7182. 800-298-7182.
The Minnesota Timberwolves will try to make it to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history when they begin the Western Conference Finals against Oklahoma City tonight. The Wolves visit the Thunder for game one of the best-of-seven series at Paycom Center. Minnesota went 2-2 against Oklahoma City during the regular season. Tonight's game starts at 7:30. Yesterday's game between the Twins and Cleveland Guardians was suspended in the top of the fourth inning due to inclement weather at Target Field. The game will resume tonight at 5:10. The Twins had a 2-1 lead. Tonight's originally scheduled game between the two teams will begin 30 minutes after the completion of the suspended contest. The Minnesota Vikings will have another joint practice during training camp this summer. The Boston Globe's reporting the Vikings will host a pair of practices against the New England Patriots.
The practices will be held at TCO Performance Center the week leading up to the team's preseason game August 16th. Minnesota has participated in joint practices with both the Browns and Titans over the last two seasons. High school baseball yesterday on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard, Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the Dairyland Conference yesterday, Blair Taylor defeated Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran 8-6. From the Dunn-St. Croix Conference, Elk Mound over Durand, Arkansas, 7-4. Plum City Elmwood defeated Glenwood City, 11-5. Mondovi over Spring Valley, 10-3. And Boyceville defeated Colfax, 13-3. Girls softball yesterday in the Dairyland Conference. Blair Taylor over Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran, 2-1. Pepinalma defeats Whitehall, 8-7. Dunn-St. Croix Conference girls softball. Elk Mound over Durand, Arkansas, 3-1. Boyceville, they defeat Colfax, 8-4. And Mondovi over Spring Valley, 2-0. And from the Middle Border Conference in girls softball, it was Altoona over Augusta, 8-3. While Stanley Boyd defeated St. Croix Central, 4-2. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
The Badger State is home to the world's largest population of the federally endangered Karner blue butterfly. Now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to help monitor this insect. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers for its annual Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program to help survey for this endangered butterfly this summer. Since 2018, volunteers have contributed data that helps Wisconsin's long-term view of this insect's population state. Volunteer, DNR, and partner data go toward the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Karner Blue Recovery Plan, which has the goal of delisting Karners as an endangered species. The Karner Blue Butterfly's habitat once ranged from Minnesota to Maine and into Canada. Threats to these insects include habitat loss, fragmentation, and climate change. Currently, Wisconsin has the largest remaining population of Karner blue butterflies, thanks to an abundance of habitat like savannas and prairies that contain wild lupine, the only food source for the Karner's pale green caterpillars. Learn how you can help at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then search Karner blue butterfly. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HP AMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
The Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher is officially back. Bold notes of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry shaken with ice and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls. Try it with lemonade or coconut milk. Available for a limited time. Your Summer Berry Refresher is ready at Starbucks.
Forecast for today, cloudy, rain, locally heavy rain possible. We'll have highs upper 40s, east winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 45. Tonight, rain with temperatures in the mid-40s, east winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tomorrow, more rain, highs low 50s.
for Thursday, becoming sunny, not as cool, with highs in the mid-60s. Rain across the region this morning. Wabasha and Nelson, 47. Lake City, 46. Mondovi and Pepin, 45. Plum City and Ogalley, 43. Here at WRDN, rain 45. With Blake Shelton in God's Country, it's 8:24.
Country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up,
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
How much love we can make. I want you in the world.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Riley Green, Worst Way, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Mondovi Conservation Club's Kids Fishing Contest coming up on June 7th at Mirror Lake. Registration will be at 8:30 a.m. This fishing contest free for all kids 14 and under. Just visit the Mondovi Conservation Club's Facebook page for more information. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Emmy Award-winning actor won an Emmy for his work on the TV series Harry-O. His other credits include the movies American Hustle and The Matrix Revolutions. And we're talking about Anthony Zerba, is 89 today. This Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian won an Emmy for his work on the series SCTV Network 90. He also starred in the film Strange Brew. Dave Thomas, 76 today. Also, this actor was in the TV series Little House on the Prairie. Dean Butler, 69 today. The son of former President Ronald Reagan, Ron Reagan, is 67 today. This actor is best known for playing President Fitzgerald Grant on the TV show Scandal. He was also in the movie Ghost and Tarzan. Tony Goldwyn, 65 today. This actress starred as Natalie Green on the television show The Facts of Life. Mindy Cohn is 59 today. NASCAR driver Tony Stewart, Smoke, he's 54 today. Country singer John Party celebrating birthday number 40. This actor is best known for playing Jeffrey Baratheon on the HBO series Game of Thrones. Jack Gleason, 33 today. Born on this date, former First Lady Dorothy Dolly Madison. Born on this date in 1768. Businessman William Fargo, born on this date in 1818. He founded Wells Fargo & Company with his partner Henry Wells. He was also the co-founder of American Express. Academy Award-winning actor Jimmy Stewart, born in this date in 1908. He won an Oscar for his performance in The Philadelphia Story. He was also in It's a Wonderful Life and Rear Window. He was also a Brigadier General in the United States Air Force and served during World War II. Singer Vic Ames, born in the state in 1925, a member of the Ames Brothers. This actor appeared in several films, including License to Kill and Live and Let Die. Dave Hedison, born in the state in 1927. Football Hall of Fame coach Harry Bud Grant, born in the state in 1927, best known for his years with the Minnesota Vikings. He's the eighth winningest coach in professional football. Former baseball star Bobby Mercer, born in the state in 1946. Celebrating a birthday today, Scott Swanson has a birthday today. So happy birthday, Scott. His name goes into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your stop for lunch today. Use that Dairy Queen app, earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats, too. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, where the brat sale going on right now. All this week at Durand Smokehouse, and you're going to be able to get some great specials on brats just in time for the Memorial Day holiday. Don't forget while you're there, too, to get those beef sticks at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Fresh, local butcher's meat can be added to any tray. Be sure to ask. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, rain throughout the day, rain heavy at times. Highs upper 40s, east winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 45. Tonight, rain and steady temperatures in the mid-40s, east winds at 10 to 20. For Wednesday, more rain, highs low 50s. And for Thursday, becoming sunny, warmer, highs mid-60s. Rain across the region this morning, Wabasha, Nelson 47, Lake City 46, Mondovi and Pepin 45, Plum City and Nogales 44. Here at WRDN, rain 45 with Tim McGraw. And down on the farm, it's 8:41.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. The gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you want to do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. Make it go faster down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. Ooh, I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Sean and feeling up down to my toes. And we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, we were swinging.
Swinging.
Little Sean. Spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
turning through a second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn this heart. It's like it don't understand. We're as done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it. Nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. But I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Corey Kent and This Heart, 852. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, the 10th Annual Pepin County Humane Society's Golf Outing is coming up on May 30th at Rolling Greens Golf Course. $50 a person to golf, includes 9 holes, dinner, and a cart. Now, if you just want dinner, that's $10 a person. Kids 5 and under are free. For more information, and just contact Rolling Greens Golf Course. If you're into sports memorabilia, I know some folks that are big into that. Well, a Chicago Bulls jersey and shorts that were worn by NBA icon Michael Jordan have been sold at an auction. His uniform, $2.6 million. Wow. The uniform was worn by Jordan in the 92-93 season, which was the year of the team's first championship. Now, it actually sold for less than a Jordan-worn jersey from the very first game of the 1998 NBA Finals. The highest bid in 2002 for that was, get this, $10.1 million for a basketball player's uniform. No, you know what? I might like to collect stuff, but no, I'm not paying that.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable. Presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as slip-ins?
Maybe because all the inventors were focused on more important inventions, you know, like pet rocks and selfie sticks, and of course, seedless watermelons. You know, real important inventions.
But I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep. With Skechers slip-ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes, and you do not have to bend down.
And we know how much you hate bending down.
Hey, careful, Howie. Family commercial. And by the way, slip-ins are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes to boots and even sandals.
See, that's what I love about Skechers. They don't discriminate on gender, age, or shoe orientation. Even sandals deserve the best technology. We've come a long way, Bobby, as a society.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself, Howie. And by the way, you can find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I put them bitter and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. But if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear.
music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump has arrived at the Capitol as some fellow Republicans are balking at supporting a multi-trillion dollar budget package. ABC's Jay O'Brien's there.
President Trump coming in person to close this deal, try to influence these holdouts to get in line days out from when Speaker Mike Johnson wants to put this legislation on the floor for a vote.
On his arrival, the president was asked about proposed Medicaid cuts.